Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. I'm terribly sorry of having to take the risk of boring you at first, but unfortunately the topic of my lecture is a very judicial one, and therefore the opposite of fun. As I mentioned in my discussion answer to my fellow colleague from the United States, I described the three pillars of independence of the public state-free broadcasting system in Germany. One is the independency of state influence. The second is a financial basic. This subject will be dealt by my colleague, Dr. Kops, our chairman. And the third are the control bodies of the so-called radio and television councils, or the Rundfunkräte in German, which will be as part of the subject which Professor Kleinstäuber will speak on this afternoon. Be so kind as to allow me to explain some legal principles and its explanation in the first 2 minutes of my lecture, and I will try to be a little bit more captivating later on. Compared to other basic rights, the German jurisdiction constitute the freedom of public broadcast very extensively. Among others, basic principles of the dual broadcast order, meaning the already described during the discussion, described the existence of both private and public law broadcast. Both were manifested by the Federal Constitutional Court. A considerable amount of broadcast verdicts defined the standards of independent broadcasting system without any influence of the executive authorities on the contents, without any influence, although they try from time to time. Broadcast is both media and factor of the process of a free formation of opinion, which is constitutionally protected. Censorship is forbidden. Broadcast puts the opinions on the air, and due to its high acceptance, it reaches more individuals than almost any other means of communication. Therefore, it must be guaranteed that the programs are well balanced. The special standards of the public law broadcast are based on this concept in Germany. Only because of the diverse and well-balanced service of programs for the purpose of a basic service that isn't dominated by any political or social powers, private broadcast can exist. That's one of the conditions of existence of private broadcast. In this respect, basic service is not to be understood as a minimum service with a pure high culture program. In fact, the assignment for a basic service also covers the entertainment and sports section, not only the information. The decision of how these sections have to be weighted in the program, however, should be made by the institutions. The sometimes extensive expansion of the sports section, not only in such periods like today when we have a World Soccer Championship, to the disadvantage of pure political or cultural broadcasting is, however, giving cause for concern and discussion. Private broadcast, on the other hand, the second pillar of our dual system, has not to fulfill such strict standards of balance. Merely the total supply of the private broadcast stations must reflect the diverse points of view of the whole social state. By this, it is taken into account that the private broadcast stations can't resort to fee financing, and thus the private broadcast stations are forced to sell commercials. They depend on a high number of viewers or listeners, as the charge for airtime is calculated by cost per thousand. That concludes my very serious judicial introduce. Let us practically divide our view a little bit. Germany, as you might know, is without about 8 million inhabitants, the biggest country in the European Union, if you don't include the Ukraine, Turkey, or Russia. It is densely populated, has a high per capita income, and belongs to the economically wealthiest nations. It is very efficient in exporting goods, mostly machines and cars. But when it comes to the media sector, nobody would think that Germany is one of the international leading nations. There are hardly any international known media companies or trusts which are as famous for international activities as companies from US, Japan, Great Britain, or France. Even though the German radio market is regarded as being a very competitive one, it is still mainly national. This is due to several facts that distinguish the German system from others. First, it has to be mentioned that traditionally the media in Germany are not seen as an economic sector, but as a fundamental cultural commodity and expression of societal needs, which means integration, political participation, and unbiased information for everyone. In all stages of its development, except during the Nazi and the Soviet regime in the former GDR, the media system was decentralized, dominated by a wide variety of small and middle-sized businesses, never monopolized and always well protected by law and jurisdiction. But what looks very favorable on the one hand produces some difficulties on the other. The German media system is one of the most complicated in the world. This is due to several distinct aspects. One reason is federalism, in which a total of 60 states are individually responsible for all elements pertaining to the media. Although in principle this encourages more diversity, in reality it also leads to a greater necessity for mutual cooperation, permanent consultation, and compromising. Second, Germany in general is famous for its highly regulated and bureaucratic system. This also includes the media. Broadcasting laws regulating media comprised of press, radio, and TV exist in all federal states. That's why we are champions in media laws, not in soccer, but in media laws. There is no country in the world with such an amount of media laws. To even come close to ensuring a similar situation on a national level, there are treaties of the federal states in place to regulate standards, especially with regard to broadcasting development. To put it ironically, even the Germans had to learn that the special standards of TV broadcasting don't match those of the state boundaries. TV is broadcasted nationally, and satellites make it even international. Third, Germany is a member of the European Union. The regulation laid out by the European Community since the late 80s in the areas of broadcasting and satellite communication are therefore also applicable by law in Germany. This applies to the freedom of establishment of media companies and the freedom of broadcasting in all member countries. There are fixed standards for respecting child welfare and protection for advertising concerning amount, duration and products, for counterstatements and liability. Third, only Germany supports a dual public broadcasting system at a worldwide record level of costs of more than 7 billion euros per annum. 7 billion euros per annum. The TV and radio markets are dominated by two public provider systems. About the financing sector, which is very important, and it's one of the guarantees for the independence of the government, Mr. Kops will later on report. Another possible consequence of the highly complicated and untransparent system is that few foreign publishing houses or broadcasters are represented in the German market. Severe restriction of antitrust law, on the other hand, forced Germany corporations to seek their fortune in other European states, but hardly ever in the states, in our Länder, in our states. Internationalization has, however, particularly due to the enormous financial requirements involved, greatly increased foreign investment in Germany. As everywhere else in the world, online communication, e-commerce, search engines, entertainment programs, films, popular music, and the hardware sector is dominated by Americans or Japanese or some others from Asia. The so-called traditional media are, with a few exceptions, still in the TV sector, still German companies. Fundamental to the German media system is that Germany's constitution guarantees freedom of information and of expression as well as freedom of the press. The media are independent of state. State media policy, including all laws, only serve to support the freedom of the press. That's one of the main rules of the Constitutional Court. Law has to serve the freedom of the press. Their independency from the state, independence from other economic or social groups, and most of all, to guarantee diversity of information for the public as a basic of a democratic society. The Constitutional Court continually defends the freedom of the press and requires that the government impose regulations to ensure that freedom. This means in practice that everybody can publish newspapers, magazines in Germany. Permission from a federal state for a radio or television license is, however, necessary. But you don't get it. Mr. Kleinstäuber will tell you the details in the afternoon. But you don't get it from the state. You get it from the independent body, which members are from several groups, a lot of groups, which are based in a civic society. I described it in answering your discussion, your remarks in the discussion. It is from time to time a hard struggle to be a member of such a body, to get the permission by the parliament to be a member. And we have attempts to change the body to get more political influence. But it is always, we just passed such a case in last year, or no, this spring, Brenda. It is always a big discussion in the country. So we are, in this respect, we have learned our lesson from the history. I think so.
Hope so.
You hope so. Even so, I must emphasize that the role of German traditions in developing a media system is not, as I mentioned before, a German invention. After the Second World War, the West Allies implemented the German kind of public radio based on the English model. We imposed this system in Germany as a guarantee from independence, from state propaganda, because one of the great successes in the beginning for Hitler was his immediately after be installed as chancellor. He conquered the new media, the radio. And there was only one program, and it was his program. And that was, everybody was interested to use the new media, to listen to a radio. And so that was one of the reasons of his popularity in the first years. The basic law, the constitution of our democratic after-war republic, came into being in 1949. The politicians who drafted it decided to give the competence for cultural affairs and thus for a new media system to the Länder, to the states. Our government, our central government in Berlin is not responsible for cultural affairs. The culture affairs belong to the 16 states. The authors of the Constitution thereby took account of the consequences of the suppression of all freedom of information and expression during the Nazi time and the still continuation of such state policy in the east part of Germany. In consequence, in Germany, journalists work free of state control. But publishing companies have editorial guidelines, and the media companies' profit-oriented business policy can influence the topics journalists cover and how they treat them. The federal media laws, the federal states' media laws, can be classified in three groups: press laws, laws regulating public broadcasting corporations, and media laws regulating commercial broadcasting companies. The states, the Länder, the 16 states of Germany, have standardized the law covering the electronic media by means of several state treaties. The State Treaty on Broadcasting in United Germany transferred the federalist broadcasting system of the Western Federal Republic to East Germany, and we have now existing 10 public companies, public radio and television companies. One of them is only a television company. 9 are regional for some regions. In the southern parts, the former American zone of Germany, it is state by state. in other parts of former British, the British first formed a public radio for all the whole region of their zone. It has been separated by the German authorities, by the Länder, later on, because every land demanded to have their own radio and television. Now they are working together in some areas, so five are only serving for a land, the other four are cooperation from some lenders. It's also a question of financing, because some lenders are so small that they haven't not enough money for a public program. The state media authorities allocate licenses for commercial radio and television companies, which are valid for nationwide transmission. So your license in Saxonia is also recognized by the authorities in North Rhine-Westphalia. The state governments try to license as many financial strong program providers as possible on their territories. For media companies are regarded as a growth industry. That's why the states are economically interested to have a lot of radio and television programs on their soil, because it is a question of turnover, of tax results, and so on. Applicants for licenses orient themselves on the most favorable rules for them under media law. I just, as a lawyer, dealt a case in which a company changed the state because of better conditions, law conditions, in another state. That happens, and that is a question of inner German competition, economically. That's not the question of the programming. That's only a question of how many partners are allowed to have for a company. For instance, the state media law's provisions on cross-ownership vary greatly. Some give licensing priority to press organizations. Others exclude newspaper publishers from having a stake in broadcasting companies. That's the question of independence, not from the politicians, but from public power. If you are controlling a newspaper and you are controlling the radio, perhaps you will be too strong in public, in producing public opinion. In the view of the Federal Constitutional Court, the Federal Republic's constitution asks the legislator to guarantee a public broadcasting system, financial independent of the government, and free in its coverage, and thus be enabled to report on all important issues unaffected by the particular ruling parties. The Federal Republic owes its liberal and efficient mass communication basically the jurisdiction of the Federal Constitutional Court. In this respect, the public radio and television organized in a way that isn't controlled by the state can be seen itself as a very important power for Germany, which is separated from other powers of the state. I think that's a wonderful word to add. Thank you for your attention.